Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, you hit the office. It's going to be a great day. You just can't believe it. From the moment you walk in till the moment you leave, it just keeps on going. You are just so busy. You just can't believe how busy you are. There isn't a moment to think. Sometimes lunch, what's that? Business people don't always have time to go to lunch. You work right through it. But there's something that sometimes we forget. We forget about our clients and customers. We forget about why we are there. We are not there so they can pay us money. Yes, that's the ultimate result. But we're there because we serve them, because we're there to make their life easier. We're there to make their life better. We're there to take their problems away. We're there to help them make money. And when we forget that, and we forget they are not an inconvenience, and when they ask us to do things that are out of the ordinary or cause us inconvenience, it's not a problem. It's just what we do. And if we start thinking about our customers and clients as inconveniences and that they're bothersome, and I can't believe they're asking me to do this or do that or take a call after hours or take a call early in the morning or do something special for them, then we are just not going to be in business very long. The customers and the clients are life itself, and they do not need us. We need them. Now, it's true. We have something special. We can provide them better service or a better product than somebody else. We can give them customer service. But in today's age, there is competition for almost everything that we do. And if we just don't treat people right, what happens is they're going to go someplace else. So I always want you to remember that the customer, the client, is the person that pays the bills, that pays for your child's college education, that puts food on the table, that pays the mortgage. And even if they call you and they're in a bad mood, you're not. If they call you with a challenging question, you're not bothered at all. If you have to go out of your way, it's perfectly fine. If they're angry about something, we need to jump on it right away. We need to give them great customer service. And you know, we cannot take them for granted, not one single minute. If we take them for granted, then what happens is they're going to go someplace else. Remember, a lot of the people that we do business with, many of them, are intuitive. They feel things. That's how they become successful. They use their judgment. They use what they see, what they hear. And if they're not hearing the right things from us, well, they're going to hear it from somebody else. And if we lose a customer or client, it's very difficult to get another one. So we don't want to do that. We don't want to spend all this money on marketing just to give people, business people up because we've paid attention to our new best friend and not paid attention to our old best friend. And this is Howard Lewinter, and I will always pay attention to you. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.